Hello there, it's Rocket in here. Happy New Year! Today is the first day of 2024. I may not post it today, but I will tomorrow. And what, how was your New Year, by the way? Hope everything is in a safe distance and it was fun. So, what I'm going to talk about today is what I went through yesterday. And then today, which means yesterday morning, the first thing that I've got on my text was, "Hey, will you let me borrow some money? And if it's not, it's okay." That's what the text was all about, and it was from my sister. I only have one sister, which I'm gonna talk about her later on different podcasts, but this time, this is what had happened. So she texted me and she wanting to borrow some money. And I was like, it's the end of the year. I should not be getting this type of text. And it's not about the money anymore, but it is more of the aggravation that I've been dealing with her because she's the type that she only texts me if she needed something, borrowing some money, or she needed this and she needed that. You know what? My entire day, it was not ruined, but I decided not to respond to that because that's not even a good thing to have from someone who's working, making good money, while me, I'm at home and my only source is when I'm selling is selling online. So I left it alone. And then last night I got a text from my friend from Arizona and she said that she's in town and she would like to see me the following day so we can set it up. I said, okay, that is fine. And I communicated with her today and I said, if your sister, yes, if your sister cannot drive you to my place, what I can do is I can just go ahead and pick you up and then we can do my errands and, let's have some lunch. Well, our minutes turned into hours and I never got any response from her. So I texted her and she said to me was, yeah, me and my sister, we went for lunch. We went to have breakfast and we are now shopping. Can we meet at 4 to 4:30? By then, I pretty much just like I said, you know what? Forget this. Because I was so excited. I rearranged everything so I can go and meet her. And this is what I got. So I did not respond at first with her to her, but my next response was, I was planning to meet up with you so we can spend time and take you to lunch. Then I will just go ahead and cancel the plan. So all in all, I drove home and I was feeling bad, but I decided to go grocery shopping. And then what's so awesome about it was when I went grocery shopping at Smith, I actually found those porks, like pork loin, a big one. They're usually like $15 to $20. They are now on sale for $10 or so. And guess what? I went ahead and bought it. I bought a lot because it will save us a lot for less money that I paid. On my way home, I stopped at the auto parts to buy something, and the dude helped me to find what I'm looking for. So I gave him some money, an appreciation that I don't have to deal with looking around because I was not really, I'm not really that happy yet. While I was sitting in my car, I saw this place called Crepes. I think that's how you pronounce it, Crepes. And I said, I might as well go ahead and try this. I went, I ordered crepes with Nutella and strawberry and banana and a whipped cream. And the first bite, I felt so good. It's like, it's a soothing. And that's how I realized that by then that I will be all right. Anyway, I'll be all right and that I am no longer in that bad mood. What I learned from this, never ever rely on people. And my friends that from Arizona, she was my friend for 20 years. And because of this one thing, I don't think I wanna involve myself anymore being friends with her because you know what? You don't do that to people. I don't do inflicts on people, so they should not be doing that to me. And the aggravation that I've got from my sister and my friend, I'm gonna leave it behind. I'm gonna go forward and I'm going to find me a different set of friend or I'll just stick around with me and my partner, which is a very good support for me anyway. I am on my 5 minutes talk, so I'm just gonna go ahead and hang up from here, and I will talk again tomorrow. Bye.